A suit of options to allow psychedelic use in California could soon be on the table, including regulated therapies. As officials wrestle with what comes next, the state recently cleared advocates to collect signatures for a statewide decriminalization vote as a ballot measure in November. KQED's Anna Marie Yanni reports.
Michael Young is a U.S. Army veteran. He served for 10 years in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan. Afterwards, he struggled with depression and other issues.
Anxiety that would keep me up at night, hypersensitivity to things that were going around me, and I knew something was off.
He read about veterans with similar experiences and was curious if psychedelics would help. He met with a licensed therapist who helped him integrate his experience before and after a psilocybin session. During the session, Young recalls spiritually dropping his trauma.
And it wasn't just the military PTSD, it was just everything all at once. And it was like having 3 years of therapy crammed into 30 minutes.
Young, now living in San Francisco, says veterans need access to psychedelic medicine, and statewide decriminalization could give them access.
We've served loyally, we volunteered for this, and we did what we were told. Now we are asking for help.
State Senator Scott Wiener tried to decriminalize psychedelics. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the legislation in October. Now, Wiener is drafting a new bill that would allow Californians to use psychedelics in regulated therapeutic settings. But he hasn't given up on decriminalizing the drugs outright.
I hope that one day we'll be able to broadly decriminalize possession and use of mushrooms and other psychedelics because they help a lot of people.
Advocates hope to collect enough signatures to bring a decriminalization plan to California voters. It would allow adults to use psychedelics and businesses to sell them medically. Healthcare lawyer Beth Parker has helped lead the opposition to decriminalization in California.
I think the idea of let's just decriminalize it, it would send the message that these are safe and effective. It normalizes their use, and they're really serious substances.
Psychiatric nurse practitioner Andrew Penn works on psilocybin trials at UCSF. He's seen the drug help people with depression, but he surveyed recreational psychedelic users. About 1 in 8 experience negative outcomes, including aggression and suicidal ideation.
There's been this sort of overwhelming positivity around psychedelics for the last decade or so. That seems to lead people who are psychedelic enthusiasts to discount potential risks.
A critique of California's path to legalized weed is that it allowed high-potency strains that can trigger psychosis. Penn says when it comes to psychedelics, the state should have dosing regulations and clear safety programs. In 2020, Oregon passed a measure that allows psilocybin use with licensed facilitators, meant as a safeguard for people during their trip. Lawyer Mason Marks helped create the program, but acknowledges it doesn't screen for all pre-existing conditions or require integration therapy.
There are very few conditions that would either completely exclude someone from the program or require them to get kind of an elevated level of care.
Back in San Francisco, Young says integration therapy was key to his healing.
Psychedelics opens the door for your improvement, but you still have to walk through the door.
He hopes state lawmakers will move to make psychedelic treatment more accessible for veterans. For the California Report, I'm Anna Marie Yanni.